Hello, angels, and welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Manifestation Podcast. I'm so excited. So I wrote on Instagram on my stories asking if you guys have any questions for me to answer, and I got so many questions that I'm probably going to start answering these for a couple episodes moving forward because there's so many good ones. So the first question that I'm going to answer is what to do when the manifestation doesn't come in. And more specifically, the question is how to bounce back and not stay in low vibe when a manifestation doesn't come in. Okay, so I wish I knew like what the manifestation was, if it was a home, if it was an amount of clients, if it was, yeah, whatever it is. But my thought process on this is that if a manifestation has not come through, I never think that it just is done or the universe just was like, oh no, you don't get this. I always believe in my full embodiment is that the universe is never done until you are 100% satisfied. So if something has not come through, it truly means that something better is on its way. So we can use my house manifestation as an example of this. So if you listen to that podcast episode, you'll know that it was a very interesting journey to manifesting this home. And my experiment with that is just having full faith. Having full faith that everything is going to work out. And even though I can't see how it's going to work out yet, and even though it looks like nothing is working, I'm just going to trust and surrender that the universe freaking has my back. And so many houses fell through, the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, until I found this home. So I could have given up on the first home and said, okay, why is my dream home not coming through? But the lesson was to surrender and trust the universe and say no, even when I couldn't see what I really desired coming through. I couldn't see the how, I couldn't see the when, but that's none of my business. So my thought process here is like, how do you know that you haven't gotten it yet? How do you know that the best thing isn't on its way yet? So again, that would be like in your first relationship in high school, or maybe even like grade school, and you two break up, and then you saying to the universe, okay, why haven't you sent me my soulmate yet? And the universe is like, oh, sweet angel, you have to date this person, this person, this person, this person to know and to uncover what you really desire in a soulmate, so that when you meet your soulmate, everything makes sense. Like all the realizations, all the teachings, all the learnings brought you to this moment so that you are able to fully love and accept and be ready for this type of love. So maybe there's still a lesson. There's part of your journey that you still need to learn for you to fully be ready for this manifestation. Then there's a whole other side to this. So if a manifestation is not coming through, that means that you have a limiting belief that is blocking the manifestation that is keeping you safe from attracting that manifestation. So for example, let's say consciously you desire a $10,000 launch. Consciously you're like, yes, this is what I want. This sounds so amazing. But subconsciously, in your subconscious mind, you believe that if you hit a $10,000 a month, that may mean that you are greedy, that you may think that money is evil. So if you attract that money, then it's going to make you feel evil. You may think that having money makes people want something from you. Or if you have that money, you might push people away. Like if you have more money than people in your tribe, then it pushes you out of the tribe. And this is like a cave woman or caveman instinct to not do that. Your subconscious mind wants to keep you in your tribe. So it will subconsciously push away money making opportunities, creative ideas, methods of attracting that $10,000 because it is a threat to you, actually. In your subconscious, it is a threat. And so you have a subconscious belief that is protecting you from that threat. But again, this is all subconscious, because consciously we desire the money, we desire the partnership, we desire all of these things, but on a subconscious level, you are actually protecting yourself because this is a threat. So what I do is when I notice that there's a pattern that I am not attracting a desire. So for example, I have the same amount of money in my bank account, or no matter what, I have the same belief that keeps coming up, the same anxiety. I will go into my app and go into the limiting belief clearing section in the explore page. And you can scroll in these sections and address, okay, which one is like closest to what you are fearing, or you can just do clear any limiting belief. So once you address what is the limiting belief, what is the block, then you can go into the app and you can clear that. So ask yourself, what if I got this thing that I desire? If I got this $10,000 a month, what would that mean for me? What would that give to me? Who would I lose? What would I lose? What responsibilities would I have to take on? And uncover what the limiting belief is that is addressing and creating this block to you attracting the desire. And something I heard my mentor, Manifestation Babe, ask the other day, which I thought was genius, was what would the person who's attracting this pattern have to believe about themselves? Are you looking for a tool in your back pocket that can support you morning, afternoon, and evening to reduce stress, improve sleep, heal your money mindset, manifest your dream body, manifest your soulmate, and help you feel good? I don't know if you guys have heard, but I just launched my app. It's called the Higher Self app, because what this app allows you to do is heal limiting beliefs, heal trauma, heal past experiences to allow you to step into your highest self, to raise your frequency so you can have, do, and be anything that you desire. This is the secret to how I have manifested everything in my life. 7 figures, my soulmate, my dream home, quantum leaping my income. This is every tool and every audio that has allowed me to do so. This app is one of its kind. It's not a meditation app. It's a subconscious reprogramming app. So we go into your subconscious in this app and we heal. We heal the limiting beliefs. We heal the trauma so that you no longer repeat these patterns in your life and you can break free of your old paradigm and create a life beyond your wildest dreams. You can check out the link below. You can get a 7-day free trial and try it out for yourself and experience the shift that hundreds of other students have created already, manifesting money, manifesting their soulmates, manifesting this life that they didn't know was possible, because they finally started to rewire the subconscious, which is 95% of your life. Your subconscious creates 95% of your reality. So if you're not manifesting that, and if you're not healing that, then you're creating the same reality over and over. So if you're ready to shift, if you're ready to change, check out the free trial below and enjoy your manifestation journey. And that is like the easiest way to figure out what the block is, because when we prompt our subconscious using questions and using journal prompts, we can uncover what those blocks are. So I've meant to mention a few in this episode right now, but uncover what the limiting belief is. You're gonna have to journal this out. It doesn't happen by just like thinking. You have to journal. So take these questions. I'll leave them in the show notes below. Journal them out. And then once you have that limiting belief, that niggly little belief that you're like, once one makes you feel a type of way, go into the app and use the app to clear it. Clear it, and then you will no longer have that limiting belief. It's really that easy. I think we overcomplicate it and we think we have to do this whole like ceremony and clearing and whatever. No. I have sessions with clients that they're like, oh my God, wait. Like, I don't even know what my limiting belief was. What were we even clearing? I'm like, exactly. It doesn't have to be hard. It gets to be easy. So that is my process. So I don't get bummed out if nothing's coming through. I get curious. I think, okay, this is so interesting. Life is truly a game. Our reality is a reflection of our beliefs. So if I get curious of like, okay, why is this not coming through? Like, nothing's wrong with me. There's no block here. There's just a essence of curiosity. And from that curiosity, where is an opportunity for me to clear? Where's an opportunity for me to see things in a different way? And from this place of curiosity, you are able to find answers and find solutions and find maybe some places where there's an opportunity to heal and clear. And then by doing that, you're able to find solutions. I think when you're like in that low negative energy and thinking that something's wrong with you, it's really difficult to find solutions and clear. And your reality can change in a moment. If you guys have heard my story about my launch, when I literally had no one signing up, and then in 6 days I made $100,000. That's because I literally came to the launch with curiosity. At first, I was like, wait, what's wrong? What's the block? And I kept, when I focus on the block, I get more of a block. But when I focus on, okay, what's the curiosity? What could be happening here? This is so interesting. Like, what's going on? Then when I prompt my brain of what could be happening here, I find solutions. Instead of when I prompt my brain with what's the block, I get more of a block. So prompt your brain to with better asking questions, with questions that open up room for solutions and not questions that open up room for more blocks. Okay, my angels, that is my first episode, but literally there is so many good questions in here that I'm going to just go through and answer all these questions. Because as a manifesting generator, I freaking love a question. Okay, angels, I love you so much. If this is helpful, let me know. And if this could help someone who is maybe in a little bit of a slump about a manifestation not coming through, please send it their way. I love you guys so much. Forehead kiss. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Love you. Bye. Hey, hey, hey. Before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys, this is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game-changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis, all you have to do is leave us a review, you know, honest review, how you're feeling about the show, take a screenshot right away, and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca, and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's going to be absolutely game-changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.